So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you are with me on the Erica Glessing Show on a Turn It Up Tuesday. My show is designed to inspire entrepreneurs and light workers to make changes and get inspired and act different and figure things out better and just improve. My guest today is joining me from the UK, so you're going to enjoy his accent, I'm sure, like I do. And he's kind of a his brilliance is in helping people figure out their social media strategy, and he works a lot with mindset, which is just uber important when you're looking at your social media strategy. So I'd like to welcome you and introduce Danny Young. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Erica. How are you? It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
I know. What kind of weather are you having? And what part of England are you in?
I'm just outside of London, which is the big busy city, in a little town called St Albans, which is much quieter. And we're coming into spring, so we're having some nice warm days. It's going to get better and better as the year goes on. So it's my favorite time of the year.
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, I like it there in the spring. So my first question is just, where do I get started if I don't feel confident in my social media strategy? What would be some first steps I could take to get more confident in that?
Yeah, sure. I think social media strategy is in itself a very broad term. I think there are so many different things that you can do. And my advice to everybody that I work with is to look for one specific area and just major in that. You want to really focus on, you know, one strategy, maybe one, probably one platform. And when I'm talking about platforms, I mean things like, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, you know, whichever social media platform you're kind of more comfortable with. And I'd say if you're not comfortable with how things are working out so far and you are struggling, it may often be because people are trying to do too much at once. So the first thing I would do is sit down with a client and say, let's find out where you're at. You know, show me what you're doing. Tell me what you're, you know, what's keeping you busy. Where are you struggling? And, you know, we'd start to look at some patterns. But almost all of the time when I do that with entrepreneurs, it tends to be that they're trying to do far too much and as a result, getting no results at all.
So I have a question for you. This is what showed up for me as I was thinking about my own sort of good fortune with social media, because you know, I really enjoy it a lot. But one of my questions is, how do I have someone go from, you know, enjoying my social media presence to actually connecting with me or actually wanting to work with me?
So how do you turn a potential prospect into a client? Is that what you're asking?
No, like getting the first action. I mean, obviously potential prospect into client, but I think the language on my show is probably a little bit different. Like, if I have people who are listening to my podcast and they love it, what would be a bridge to have them actually connect with me?
Okay. That's a really great question. So again, in my world,
just a minute, Danny, just a minute for everybody listening. I don't just mean me and my podcast. I mean, like if you have a Facebook presence, right? So I'm extrapolating. Does that make sense?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Go ahead.
Of course. So there are a multitude of different ways that you can start to engage with people. Engagement on social media is fundamentally important. So if I was to use the example that you just shared with me, where you have a podcast and you've got lots and lots of listeners, but you want to be able to kind of engage with them more, then you may want to set up a group on Facebook, or I spend a lot of time on Facebook, so it's probably a good example for me to use that. And at the end of your podcast, just say, hey, come over here and I'll be sharing some cool stuff in here. For me, the way to get engagement with people on Facebook is that you've got to be seen to be you've got to be seen to be someone of value. Okay. So somebody, that's why people will want to engage with you, because you're putting something valuable out there. That's the process that I teach almost all of my clients, is to, you know, establish yourself as an authority, become an expert in something and share lots and lots of valuable information with your pre-identified audience. But in order to get engagement, I think you need to kind of have a place to meet and a place to do things. So I'm a massive fan of Facebook groups. I set up a Facebook group about, where are we now? About 18 months ago. There's about 2,000 people in there now. It's very, very focused on a specific subject, and I get lots and lots of engagement there. But
can I join?
Of course, you're more than welcome.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Online Network Marketing Academy.
Okay, cool. Everybody go over there. Go hang out with Danny and his group, because what could be more fun than being in a Facebook group with an actual purpose?
Well, there are so many that aren't, or there are so many that are driven by the purpose of the owner rather than, you know, my group is much more a community of purpose where I want to share information, or community of interest, I guess, to share helpful information with entrepreneurs that want to learn how to do stuff online. And then, you know, on Facebook, I use a number of different strategies to kind of, you know, engage with people. I'll use the Facebook Messenger tool and have private conversations one-on-one with people. I'll ask people to engage on specific posts about specific topics. There's lots and lots of strategies. But I think you need a platform. It all kind of comes back to my initial point where you have to have one platform to focus on and build your audience there.
Awesome. So a lot of my listeners are also authors with Happy Publishing. What can you say for authors with a beautiful book? All the books that they create are so amazing. How can they better use social media to build their author audience?
Yeah, that's a really good question. There's a guy that I came across. He's an author on Twitter. I forget his name. I think it's Ian Anderson, but apologies if I've got that mistaken, because it was a couple of years ago where I encountered him. And he used Twitter to build his audience, and he shared excerpts from his book. Now, I've got a pretty significant audience on Twitter, but as I said, I do spend more time on Facebook. So I would probably say that a Facebook page would be a really good place to start with an author. And just to start building an audience, again, there are lots of strategies to do that on Facebook, which we probably won't be able to cover on this interview. But a Facebook page for me would be a really good starting point for an author to...
Well, I'm really glad you said that, because I think I'll mention mine. I have one called Happiness Quotations on Facebook, and it has over 60,000. And that was the community that I used to build my first book on happiness. I did you know what I did at that time? The likes were more real. Like, now they're a little bit more based on advertising, but then the likes were very authentic. And I would choose the quotations for my book from the Facebook fan page likes. That was in like 2010.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll check that out for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, that was an awesome place. Well, I have to say the fan pages for me aren't as juicy as they used to be. So I don't really put a lot of juice into that right now. But I like the idea of the groups. I feel like that's definitely something that is going wild right now. And so I'm really glad you brought that up. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. I mean, I started with a group. The reason I'm using a page as well now is because I do a lot of work on video, and I want to be able to promote my videos through paid advertising, because that's such a great way to get your message in front of a hugely targeted audience, which you kind of, you get more traction more quickly.
You can't really do that from groups, can you?
No. I mean, you can always, you can put the word out there about your group, and there are lots of methods you can use to get people to come into your group, but you're not really in control of that. Whereas when you're using paid advertising on Facebook, you've got a very, very powerful tool set that knows lots and lots of information about people in terms of where they live, their age, and, you know, their interests. So you can refine your targeting, which is a powerful option to have.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by my show, Danny. We had a lot of fun in our few little minutes together. Where can people find you if they'd like to learn more from you?
Oh, it was a pleasure, and thanks for having me. If people want to check me out, they are more than welcome to come by my blog, which is www.dannyyoungonline.com.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Pleasure. See you soon.